Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys, our great listeners, especially our service minimum out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Amy.
Amy, tell me what you want. How's that song go?
So when I think of Amy, I think of Miami, Miami, with a little Keith Whitley there.
Yep, that's a good song. So, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Gone way too soon.
Way too soon, yeah, sure. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. This is the best time of the year to grill. It's nice weather outside. You know, relatively speaking, it's hot, it's clear. That's all you can ask for. Get out there and fire up the grills. And hey, if you're a weeknight cook like I am, you need beef to be a part of the menu because it's just easy to cook, it's delicious, and it goes in just about every recipe. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. You need to get new gear before this football season. Don't come to Davis Wade in that same You know, if Mississippi State played the same way it's played the last couple years, you'd be like, this is not acceptable. Well, why is it acceptable for you to dress that way? Why is it acceptable for you to wear the same polo you've been wearing the last couple years? Get a new one and get it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. Football season, you know, you get here on a Friday night, there's just no better place to go for dinner on a Friday night in Starkville than Restaurant Tyler. Get yourself a great steak, great pasta dishes, and top off that meal with the best dessert in the city of Starkville, the stuffed pancake. We love it, and you will too. Football season is upon us. That means you're going to be making trips to Starkville more often. You need to make sure you get at least one trip to Restaurant Tyler in you. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for your future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need a bank that provides a level of service. You're only going to get at Priority One Bank, a bank that knows you as well as it knows your money. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I got to, real quick, hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Need that fan?
No. Hold on. I don't think.
That shirt's not 100% cotton.
That's not a cotton shirt. What's going on here?
Yeah. Well, I don't really want to go down that road, but
I had somebody text me like, what time are y'all going to be out there? And I told them, and they're like, all right, I'll be there in cotton. I was like, all right.
Well, you know what? Mine's going to breathe a little easier.
Yeah. Well, there you go. If this is one of the, if you're a person who's like, man, I love Hey Dad, but I really hate Robbie, this is a great show for you because we're going to air a couple of interviews that we aired on Sports Talk Mississippi.
Is there another way around?
There are people who definitely like you better than me. I would stake my entire fortune on that, such that it is.
Neither one of us have much of a fortune, but
I'm rich in family.
Rich in love.
Rich in love.
Yep. All the money I need is right here.
Unfortunately, they don't take that at the restaurants I like to go eat at. So, like, I got a lot of love in my heart.
What do you mean I can't get this tractor from Scruggs?
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends and family that love it.
They want you at our remote on September 25th.
Hey.
Now that you're part of the Super
Talk. Brian is the one that hides me from some sports talk. Brian keeps me in the background. He wants me nowhere around.
You know, when that show started, it was three rebels and little old me, and now maybe we need to turn the tide, bring a second bulldog on.
Well, you could use a little bit of backup. You can handle yourself.
No, I don't know about all that. Let's
but
calm down.
It would be nice to even the odds a little bit.
Oh, we're not even. We're going to have the lead.
Because right now it's King Kong Bundy versus the what was the WrestleMania
SG Jones?
No, what was the WrestleMania fight between the two little people, the two or three little people that King Kong Bundy?
No idea.
You don't remember that? It was like WrestleMania 3.
The only King Kong Bundy.
They might have had like a triple, like a
the
like
two
a
King
man
Kong
tag.
Bundy matches I remember are the first from WrestleMania. He beats SD Special Delivery Jones in 9 seconds, and then the next year he was in the main event. He wrestled Hulk Hogan in the steel cage in the old blue cage.
Yes, I remember that.
I don't,
that
I don't,
was that was the simulcast
yes,
WrestleMania that was like
what a horrible
one
idea.
In Chicago, one in
right.
New York. Okay, it was it actually was a 6-man tag. I was wrong on that.
Okay.
It was King Kong Bundy with Little Tokyo and Lord Littlebrook against Hillbilly Jim with Little Beaver and the Haiti Kid. This is Vince McMahon. This is peak Vince
Well,
McMahon.
We have midgets out there.
It was literally the start, I think, of midget wrestling.
King Kong, you're gonna crush one of them under your fat gut.
Remember when they
it's
had
good?
Was it DX? Like they
yes.
had like
yeah.
the guys come
little,
out as DX.
Little DX, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So this actually has nothing to do with the point I was trying to make, and completely forget about what I said.
That being said, today's show, we aired these on Sports Talk Mississippi, but I wanted to bring them to the podcast because I know not everybody is a Sports Talk listener. I talked earlier this week with Jeff Lebby. I talked earlier in camp with Coleman Hutzler. We're just going to play those interviews for you today, and then I'll give you some quick thoughts on each of them. So let's just get started. And, of course, all interviews here on Thunder and Lightning are brought to you by our friends over at Alora Modern Wellness. I got a book that I think I'm going to go Friday when I have a chance, and just I'm going to get a little cold. Get my joints feeling a little bit better. I've upped my. I'm walking more now. I was doing 3 miles a day. Now I'm trying to do four, and
okay,
that's great. You know,
what is that in terms of your neighborhood? Where
All right.
How is the what's the trail?
It's you go down Cottonwood. I go down there and then I loop back around on. I think it's Aspen, and I
You
go
turn
up.
and go like towards Paul's house.
No,
or
I
the
don't go
other
that
way.
Way. I go the other way.
Like going towards the old pins.
Kinda. Yeah.
That way.
I turn there. What is that? Pin Oak. And then I loop back around. And then I go all the way down Pin Oak. Yeah, it's in that area.
You're going towards the Avenue of Patriots.
I am on Avenue of Patriots at some point. Yeah.
I've been over in that neighborhood a lot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, yeah, I live there. So
yeah. And Paul does, and every now and then I'll see Paul over there.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey.
You talk about one word impressions.
That's all you need.
Hey, that's all I got to say. Anyway, Alora Modern Wellness. I need to recuperate a little. And you know, my joints are sore. I'm an old man. I pop like a thing a Jiffy Pop every time I stand up. My kids like to count how many times I pop between the couch and being fully stood up. So I need to head over to Alora Modern Wellness, get in the cold chamber there, and I'll be feeling a lot better, and you will too. AloraModernWellness.com is the website. You can book all of their stuff. You can see what they have to offer. Make yourself feel a little bit better with a trip to Alora Modern Wellness. Let's go now to my conversation earlier this week with head coach Jeff Lebby. Live here on Sports Talk Mississippi on the Not Fall Camp Tour, and I'm glad to be joined right now by Coach Jeff Lebby. Coach, you got to be down with Not Fall. This is not fall. It's 90 degrees outside.
Yeah, but it's we've actually gotten pretty fortunate.
Yeah, you know, it's been better than it normally is, yes.
It's better than normal. So our guys have really, they've gotten a break, I think, and hopefully, I'm hoping it's going to heat up a little bit for us here in the next 7 to 10 days.
It's going to definitely heat up when we get to August 30th down there in Hattiesburg.
Yep.
I'll just go ahead and feel that one coming. I haven't had a chance yet to watch the SEC documentary any given Saturday, but I want to read a tweet to you. From Blaine Crane, who's a podcaster. I'm watching the SEC Any Given Saturday series, and the only thing I've gotten from it so far is that Jeff Lebby's son has an absolute cannon. I want the scouting report on Kane Lebby.
Yeah, my man can spin it a little bit. I do think there's probably a better chance that he's going to be throwing it between his legs than catching the snap and throwing it somewhere else. But we'll see how it plays out.
We'll continue to evaluate. Is that what we're going to say?
That's exactly right.
All right. So, my job and people like me, my job is we're critical of you sometimes, right? You make a decision, and however it goes, I get to talk about the result rather than the process that made the decision. I'm going to let you turn it around a little bit here. What's something that people like me in the media, we think, we do, we say we know about football that we just don't know?
Yeah, I think it's just when you deal with people inside the building and you see how invested and how bought in the day to day and how they're fighting and scratching and clawing for every single inch. I think the outside world and the outside noise doesn't they don't get to see that, and they don't understand that piece of it. And my job is to know people and to evaluate people and there's situations that have gone on, I think, inside the first 18 months where there was some noise. But at the end of the day, man, I could not be more convicted about the people inside the building and how everybody here, man, we're pulling the rope the same way. And so I think that's one example of our day to day that not everybody gets to see.
Another thing with this documentary is you get to see what coaches are like in the locker room, and you get to see some of that pregame motivation. What is the Jeff Lebby motivational style?
Yeah, I think you're trying to find ways to create confidence, but also understand that it's still a game of doing, and it's not a false sense of confidence. It's, man, we've prepared and we're ready, and you got to go make the play. It's a game of doing, but always trying to find ways to get the best out of every single one of those guys in the locker room.
So something you say a lot is, we know what it's supposed to look like. That's a Lebbyism, if you will. So we're 2 weeks into this camp. You just had your first scrimmage. Do you feel like it looks like it's supposed to look like?
We've got a ton of work to do. I think there's been incredible improvement, and so I've tried to fight like heck for the guys to make sure that we all understand. The only comparisons is really each and every one of us of ourselves yesterday. Are we truly better today than we were yesterday? And that's the only thing I want to be able to compare to. And so our guys they've taken to that. We're in a much different place today than we were a year ago today. I'm not talking about that with the team at all, because it's about what's next. It's about August 30th in Hattiesburg. And we are, man, we're trying to get one day better. It's that simple, but it's hard for young people to see that and accomplish that every day.
So when you talk about improvement, is there a player or maybe a position group that has been a surprise to you as how much they've improved from day one of this camp to today?
Yeah, I just think it's been really good seeing the defensive line come together and seeing that group and the improvement that we had to have. That's happening. And again, we've got a ton of work to do. We're not where we want to be or need to be, but we are so different at that position than we were a year ago. And so that for me is exciting.
I was thinking the other day about quarterbacks in their second year with you. I think about the leap that Matt Corral had when you were at Ole Miss, then Dylan Gabriel at Oklahoma. Now Blake Chapin in his second year with you. Is there something that you've seen from him in practice where you're like, man, he didn't have a great grasp on that a year ago, but now he really does?
Yeah, I think with just the tempo part of it and how fast we have to make decisions pre-snap, and then post-snap as things are changing and pictures are changing, that piece of it in our normal down offense, he's just gotten a ton better. He's gotten a lot more comfortable. You've got to live those things. I've talked a little bit about this, but man, as hard as it was a year ago to go through what we went through, to have him back for year two is going to be special and going to be fun. And I got all the confidence in the world that he's going to go play his butt off for us.
All right, last night or yesterday afternoon, I guess I should say, you had your first scrimmage of the preseason camp. Normally, when we talk to you, right, you got to say, I got to watch the film. I'm going to assume you've watched the film at this point in the day. What were your thoughts on what you saw on the scrimmage?
Yeah, the things that stood out were really, again, offensively not taking care of the football the way we need to. I talked about that a little bit last night. That was the immediate part of the scrimmage. I loved the effort on both sides of the football. I thought there was real physicality on both sides of the football, which we needed to see. And those two things really stuck out. Just having the ability to be able to go execute a little cleaner, regardless of the group that was in there. You know, there's three different groups going through last night's scrimmage, and the expectation is, man, regardless of who's on the field, you go execute at a really high level to give us an opportunity to go win. And so, not all of it was the ones, not all of it was the threes, not all of it was the twos, but it was a combination of all. And we've got to do a great job of taking care of the football. But on the flip side, I loved seeing the defense make plays, create negatives, and be able to create some turnovers that we're going to have.
As a coach, how do you balance the good and the bad in the scrimmage? I always think, okay, it's great this guy had a 75-yard touchdown catch. It means the defensive back probably made a mistake and got beat there. How do you balance bad and good in a scrimmage?
You want give and take. You do. You want to be able to have good moments on both sides of the football and teams, but you want teachable moments too. And so I do. I think even in the good moments, you have the ability to coach off of and have teachable moments inside the good things. And then when they're bad, man, be able to create some urgency and correcting it. And so there's great give and take. You want give and take. You don't want a lopsided camp, that's for sure. And up to this point, nine practices in, we really have gotten that.
I want to ask you about one of your players who we saw the highlight yesterday of Kelly Jones with the scoop and score. There's not a lot of 6'4" cornerbacks walking the earth today. That's a player you would think with his size, if it all comes together for him, he could have a long career. His development this fall, what have you thought about it?
He's gotten better and better. And Kelly's a guy that, again, you think about playing high school QB. And coming into the system, and he's got all this great football ahead of him. Got to continue to dial in to the fundamentals and the technique of the position. He is everything you want. He's got great length. He's got great speed. He loves to play the game. He does. He just got to continue to strain from a fundamental standpoint, and he has. He's gotten better and better. Love where he's trending.
I think one of the biggest things that fans want to get out of these camps is they want to get an idea of what the depth chart looks like. They want to see that two deep each and every week. For a coach, how quickly does the depth chart come together for you? Do you come in with an idea of like, I think these are going to be the starters, and it changes throughout the camp, or what? How locked in is the depth camp at this depth chart at this point in camp?
Yeah, I think as you look at it, there's certain positions that you kind of know how things are going to sort itself out. And then there's some positions where today, as we sit here this morning, about to get ready for meetings, man, there's great competition at these positions. Maybe it ends up being two guys to make one spot, or somebody goes ahead and pulls away. But there's still great competition. There's great competition in the offensive line room right now. I think there's great competition after Zico in the tight end room, which we've needed. We've got great competition and depth at running back, and so a couple of positions on offense where those guys, again, I feel like we've got guys that have the ability to go play winning football. How many of those guys go play is yet to be determined.
Do you go from camp mode to game week mode before game week?
We will. So we'll go this week. This entire week, we'll be camp mode still. And then as we get into next week, that's when things will focus more towards, Hattiesburg and getting ready for the 30th.
What's the biggest difference between camp and game modes?
Yeah, I think everything right now is good on good. It's ones on ones, twos on twos, threes on threes, and that's how things are set up. You want great competition, you want fast, physical, tough work, and that's what we're getting. There's a fine line of when that cutoff is, to be able to have the ability to stay healthy. We need another healthy week this week, and that's going to be a huge piece of it. But at the same time, our physicality and the way we practice has got to be what we need to get us ready.
You said the word confidence a little while ago. Let's wrap it up with this. How confident are you in this team to be able to reach the goals that you have set for them this year?
Yeah, I'm confident in the people in the room. I think we've got a group that is talented enough to go do what we need to do to take that next step. And it's like I've talked to the guys nonstop about belief comes from practice. Having urgency in how we communicate and how we align and how we talk and the physicality that we play with. You don't wake up and create confidence just because of whatever it is. It's got to be done. You got to go fight for it. And our guys are doing that, man. I'm proud of how they've responded 9 days in. It's been a tough physical camp. We need to have another great 6 days.
We'll see how it goes. August the 30th down in Hattiesburg, Mississippi State and Southern Mississippi. For an old guy like me, that's a big game. I don't know how the young kids feel about it, but we'll see where it takes us down there in the Pine Belt. Coach Jeff Lebby, appreciate you joining the Knott Fall Camp Tour, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it, brother. Hail State.
So you hear it there. We talked a little bit about it earlier this week, Robbie, but there is a quiet confidence, and I hate quiet confidence. I hate this phrase, but there it's there. He does seem like he's more pleased with where he is now than he was a year ago. Now that could only mean 4-8, like I have projected, but very easily it could mean more. And I don't know, you know, until we see it out there on the field, we're not going to know. But you know, for him to be talking about the defense the way that he is, he never talked about the defense in these kind of terms last year. He never did. He was, you know, always like, it, you know, it's a challenge and we're working. And this time he's like, I like what I had to see. So I'm not saying as a Mississippi State fan, I'm not trying to give you false confidence, but I am saying that the pieces are there for this team to be better.
Yeah, I think so for sure. If he's still confident after the clip that got put out the other day from the defensive line, that's got to be a good thing, right? Because I thought that was going to that clip just told us everything we need to know about the defensive line, but apparently not.
No,
apparently that didn't happen. So, yeah, I like it. You talked to him after the scrimmage, right? So he had a chance to watch the film and all that.
Yes,
he didn't give you a whole lot.
No. I straight up was like, I assume you've watched the film, and he's like, yep. I was like, let's go.
Yeah, I think that it's definitely one of those deals where I've got to wait and see what it looks like when they're actually on the field, because it's like I talked about today in my first show. Like, it's you can hear about how much better the players are. You can see it, see the size, see the depth, and all that on the field. But until you actually put it into motion in an actual game, it's hard to know what Mississippi State has right now.
Yeah,
I think they're significantly better. I think they're going to be a lot better, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But I just don't know, and we've said this many times, I don't know what that means. I don't know where that ends up. But I like the fact that you're hearing from literally everybody that, oh, yeah, it's a lot better.
It's a lot better.
Like, it's like they're stabilizing a little bit. They're still probably not where they want to be, but they're getting at least competitive inside the SEC. Like, it's like Jacoby Jackson said the other day, like, these look like players that I'm used to going up against on Saturdays.
Yeah.
That they finally look that way.
That's a good quote. That's a really good quote. Yeah. You talk about, I feel like Lebby especially would try to set the soft landing if he thought it was going to be bad. He would be out here telling us, like, you know, we got a long way to go. We got a lot of work to do. You know, it's going to be tough. I think they know it's going to be tough. And they know that if 6-6, they're not going to set the goal as 6-6. But in Lebby's mind, if he's being realistic, he knows that, hey, if I can just get this team to a bowl game this year, everything's going to fall into place. He knows that those 6 wins are going to be the hardest 6 wins in America.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you should be able to beat Alcorn easily. You should be able to beat Southern Mississippi and Northern Illinois. I won't say easily, but you should be able to beat them. And then finding those other 3 wins, however they come, that's going to be a real challenge. And I think he knows that, and I think his team has embraced that to a certain extent as much as he can. So, you know,
to get to 6 wins, you're going to have to win at least two Mississippi games.
Or you're going to have to, at least two. Yeah, like you said, yeah.
And that's not something that you've been able to do the last couple of years.
Yeah. So we'll talk to Lebby again on Saturday after their next scrimmage, which will be, you know, it'll be they haven't watched the film, so don't know how much we'll really get out of him. But
I wish we would wait until they do watch the film.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that he would be totally coach speak on it. I think that he would give us some.
He would tell us a little bit more about what he saw.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said yesterday, like that. There's a lot of things that he literally just doesn't know because he hasn't seen the film,
and
because
he's, you know, concentrating on what he's doing. So
yeah,
I get that. All right, let's move into our second interview. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, where, you know, we're going to go in like an hour or two. Robbie will be there very shortly, actually. He's got to get up there and do his live show. I'll be there at 3. That's already happened as you're listening. I hope we had a great show. I'm sure we did.
What better way to, again, this is in the past.
Yeah. I need future Brian for this ad read.
What better way for several hours of your day to be at Two Brothers
Yeah.
enjoying some whatever you want,
Yeah.
pretty much. But for me, probably gonna be wings. I had Two Brothers wings last night. I'll eat them again today.
Well.
Whatever you want to eat, the pork rind nachos, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Plus,
Yeah.
you get us.
Yeah.
Maybe some drinks for yourself. Whatever you want to do. It's a free country. You can do whatever you want to
Yeah.
at noon to 6 p.m. today.
There you go. So hope you guys like I said, I need future Brian for this ad read. I should
Yes.
have thought about that, but
We'll talk about
we'll
it
talk about it
tomorrow.
tomorrow on the
Yeah.
show. Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50? 50.
50. When you need technology for your business, if you need a new copier or printer, new computers, new laptops, the name to know is Advantage Business Systems. That's how, I mean, 50 years, guys. That's how long they've been in business, and you don't do that just luckily, all right? They do it because they know how to take care of their customers, they know how to deliver what you want, and they know how to keep you taken care of long after the sale is finished. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go here in Starkville when you're looking for MSU gear. Nobody with a bigger or better selection of maroon and white than Maroon & Co. Football season is upon us. You're going to be coming up here. You know the family is going to say, hey, can we go get some new stuff? And when that happens, take them to Maroon & Co. That way it's one-stop shopping. You don't have to worry about going anywhere else. And best of all, we'll save you a little money with that trip. Thunder 15 is the promo code to save 15% off on regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Just like anything else in life, some exclusions do apply. If you're going to be in Starkville, before you go to Davis-Wade Stadium this fall, you need to go to Maroon & Co. All right, I mentioned it a little bit ago, but about a month from right now, we're going to be at Scruggs for a remote. So hopefully you guys will come out. Hopefully we're going to see if Robbie will join us. I don't know if he will or not. He should, though, because he needs to get himself some John Deere power on that lawn of his. And he's got
We'll
it.
see.
Robbie will tell you, he's very humble, but I know this about him. He is a yardsman. He likes to keep that yard looking its best. And the way to do that.
I have not perfected it, but we're getting there. We're
Well,
getting. I might have to go to Scruggs
the
and ask for
keys
some advice.
is some John Deere power. So if you're looking for a new mower, new compact tractor, new gator, anything that's going to help keep your property looking tip top, they've got it for you at Scruggs. And best of all, they've got great deals with up to 0% financing for 72 months available in some instances. So go check them out today. Scruggs and Saltillo, they have what you want for less. All right. Coleman Hutzler, maybe no assistant coach in America in a hotter seat than Coleman Hutzler, in my opinion. I can't foresee a world where State is poor defensively again, and he stays on board. I understand the want for continuity. I understand that, but you can't continue to do that. I just don't think so. So that's a group they need to take a big step forward. But how big and how good are they actually going to be? We talked about it yesterday. To make the move to average would be a really big step, but then they would still only be average. So that's a guy who's got a lot on his plate. Let's see what he's got to say about it. I talked earlier to Mississippi State defensive coordinator Coleman Hutzler. We are here in Starkville for the not fall camp tour. Coach Coleman Hutzler joining us now. Coach, you have to be on board with it. It's 100 degrees outside. We cannot continue the lies of calling this fall camp. This is preseason camp, whatever you want to call it. Tell me you're with me on this, not fall camp.
It's hot out there, man. We got back in the office here a week or two ago and got out there for workouts and runs, team run and all that. And a couple of guys walking off as a staff, looking at each other like, man, we better hydrate for practice. So,
You know it's bad when the coaches are saying we gotta get
yeah,
some
can
fluids in.
only imagine putting a helmet on and putting all the pads on. So.
So I'm gonna ask you, I asked Jeff Lebby this question when I had him on right after the spring. I asked Blake Shapen this question when I had him on this summer. Now I'm gonna ask you, coaches love to talk about you learn the most through adversity. A lot of adversity at Mississippi State last season. What did you learn about yourself?
Yeah, I mean, you obviously use the off season to evaluate, right? And you self-evaluate, you evaluate specifically to your position group, and then as the coordinator to the defense, and We learned a ton. We learned a ton about, our kids' ability to persevere week after week and through the struggle, continue to go out there and play with great effort and have a great mindset. Every Monday they came in the building. You learn about, myself as a coordinator and the things that in a first year calling the defense, that you did well and obviously that you didn't do well and you need to improve on. So that's what the off season's for, is for that reflection and for that learning process. And now, with fall camp, it's time to go forward, right? And that's what's exciting.
So you've been all over this conference. You coached a number of different stops before you came here to Mississippi State. You know what you're looking for when you see an SEC defense. You know when you walk out of the field, like, those guys can play. In the spring, did you see a defense out there that you're like, that's a group that can compete in this conference?
Yeah, I mean, obviously with the additions that we made in January, walking out on that grass in spring ball, it felt and it looked a lot different. And so that's exciting. It starts up front, big people beat up little people. And so the additions that we made, along the defensive line and on the edges in terms of pass rushers and edge setters is huge. And so, that's exciting. It gives everyone on defense on all three levels a lot of confidence. If I'm a DB and I know I got a really good pass rusher up there, I don't have to cover long, right? And so, it starts up front, and that was our dedication, through the transfer portal window, and excited to see those guys get going here in fall.
So I wouldn't let you use this word a year ago, but with
Multiple.
the guys you brought in on defense, the amount of depth you were able to create defensively, it really feels like you have the opportunity to be more multiple
Correct.
this fall than you were before.
Yeah, I mean, you're through the season last season, we had to do what we had to do, right? And that is what it is. Now going forward, we feel like we have, like you mentioned, great depth. We feel like we have some playmakers in certain spots. And you can't sit in one coverage, you can't sit in one front. You've got to change it up on quarterbacks and change it up on offensive coordinators in this league.
The name that I hear the most, out of practice and everything, the guy whose name has consistently come up in the offseason the most is Jamil Burrows, who's, I think, a very interesting story. A guy that was out of football, but we knew he was a big time talent in high school, had offers to play at Alabama, then went to Miami, now here at Mississippi State. What can you tell us about Jamil Burrows and what kind of player he can be for you this fall?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a reunion for he and I. I mean, we were together in 21 at Bama, and being able to get him through his journey and through his story to putting the pads back on and another opportunity to compete is exciting. I'm excited for him. He's a guy that is an athletic big man, right? I mean, he's a 300-pound plus guy who is light on his feet, and can do, and be disruptive along the interior. And so excited, to get him going and cut him loose. He had a good spring. And so, he's been a great addition, through the January window.
We were talking on the podcast yesterday about some players that we're keeping an eye on, maybe not going to be starters right off the bat, but guys who could make an impact. One of the names I mentioned was Tyler Lockhart, the true freshman linebacker. From you as a coach, how quickly into a preseason camp can you tell, okay, this guy's a true freshman, but we have to find some snaps for him this fall?
Yeah, I mean, what's great for Tyler is the mid-year piece, and being here for 15 practices and being here for a winter conditioning, right, into spring ball. And that nowadays, I used to be on the fence about, do you graduate mid-year or do you not, right? You're only a senior one time and you have a senior spring. But you look at the numbers now, freshmen who play, I don't know the exact number, but I bet you it's well over 90% were mid-years. And so that head start really gives him a great advantage. I'm excited about what he showed in the spring. He's got some natural ability to rush the passer. He's got some natural ability to play in space. I mean, he's a great combination of athleticism and size. And so, we're going to continue to go. He's got a lot of room to grow and develop, and some technique and tools, things like that. But he's got a bright future.
Get some new faces, obviously, on the depth chart, but some new faces on the coaching staff as well. I want to start by asking about Coach Dancy, who I don't feel like we've talked about a lot since he arrived here in Starkville. But this guy's a former head coach, was out at Colorado with Dion the past year. What is his role with Coach Turner and how they're splitting up that defensive line, and what does he bring to your staff?
He's been a tremendous addition. He's a Mississippi guy, number one. The ability to get him back home and in his home state has been huge. He is coaching the defensive ends and the Jack outside linebacker for us. And so that, puts Coach Turner with the tackles and noses along the interior. They'll team up, obviously, when it comes to, just whole pass rush and things like that. But he's been a great addition. Does a great job with his players, does a great job bringing an edge and a mindset of what Mississippi State defense is all about, as well as just saw great improvement with our edge guys in terms of their pass rush. And we saw that through the spring.
And then from an analyst position, Paul Rhodes and Mike McIntyre, those are two names that if you're a college football fan, you're very familiar with those guys. They've been everywhere and done it all. What is their role within your system as an analyst, and what are they going to bring to you on game day?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just blessed to have two guys like that. Obviously, as a young coordinator, there's things that you're continuing to learn and grow, and two unbelievable, defensive minds and just coaches, and who have been in the game for a long time, to be able to lean on. And they've been great. They've got their own kind of specialties in terms of Coach Rhodes being a back end guy and Coach Mack, more of a front seven guy. But former head coaches, former coordinators, just unbelievable resources for me and for our players and for our staff. And they've been awesome.
Obviously, when we talk about goals in camp, number one for every coach is just to stay healthy. But that's everywhere you go. Is there a specific to Mississippi State goal that you have this camp that you look at your team and you go, this has to be something we improve upon?
We haven't changed in terms of our core values, and that's effort, technique, and execution, right? And so when we talk as a defense, our first unit meeting, it starts with that, and that we've never wavered from that. And so, a year under our belt, and now, moving forward into this season, there's a lot of confidence in the depth, like you mentioned earlier, and the roster and the position that we're in now from a year ago, but also the confidence in, scheme and what we're doing and being able to go out and play fast and execute at a really high level. And so that's been our challenge through the off season, and that'll be our, our goal going forward in fall camp.
Obviously, it's going to be an interesting season and an interesting start to it in Hattiesburg, where Mississippi State has had a lot of success recently. I'm old enough to remember those games, Coach, when they were a little different between Mississippi State and Southern Mississippi. We'll see what happens this year in Hattiesburg. Coach Coleman Hutzler, always appreciate your time here on the Not Fall Camp Tour, and we look forward to seeing you in Hattiesburg in this season in Starkville. Thanks so much again.
Thanks for having me.
One thing that I think fans do sometimes is, excuse me, you all right? Okay.
That was just a reaction to your excuse me.
I hear you. Coaches make dumb decisions sometimes. That absolutely happens, right?
Yes, it does.
But I don't think coaches are dumb. And I don't think a guy like Coleman Hutzler gets on staff with Nick Saban if he's dumb.
I think they're hard-headed.
I think they can
I
be
think they're
hard-headed, and I think that yeah, they're very.
I think they're egotistical. And I'm not putting all this on Coleman. I'm just saying, like, that's
Well,
coaching.
what do we say all the time on this show? That there are coaches that would rather lose their way than win somebody else's,
Yep.
and you find that sometimes. I am willing to sit here and tell you, and this is one of those two things can be true at the same time things. Mississippi State's talent was not up to par, and it didn't really matter. And a lot of times, what Hutzler did. They didn't have the talent to get it done. But they weren't so untalented that they should have given up 41 points to Toledo, right? They weren't so untalented that they should have given up almost 60 points and 700 yards to Arkansas. So two things can be true at the same time there. He's upgraded the talent, but he's got to do a better job too. And he's got to do a better job of putting his guys in position to make plays. But my point is this. Maybe his decision-making wasn't great last year, but he's not an idiot. And it goes back to what I asked Levy about, and he mentions it too, about know what it's supposed to look like. These guys know what it is supposed to look like. They know what an SEC football team looks like, right? Levy, Hutzler, Turner, who's a guy who gets a lot of heat, they know what it's supposed to look like. It's just a question of getting those guys there. So we've been saying this for the past few weeks. We're going to know real quick. You know, State goes out there first quarter against Southern Mississippi, couple three and outs, 14-0 Bulldogs at the end of the first. Guys, everything's okay. They've rebooted a little bit, right? It's 10-7 State. It's 14-14 State at the end of the first quarter. Guys, it's not good. Yeah. That's a sign that we're in for a long, long year here in Starkville. Yeah. So we're going to know quick.
The defense, the only thing that I'm a little concerned about with the defense is they've improved the talent and all that. I can't stop thinking about the misalignments at Florida. Against Florida.
Yeah.
Missouri. The fact that, you know, everyone is screaming at, you know, the defense at Arizona State when you have a light box and Cam Scadabo's averaging 6 yards, 7 yards a carry. That stuff has not left my mind, and it is concerning. Has that 100%. Changed? Did Coleman Hutchler learn something, or is this a situation where he's like, no, this is going to work. We're going to be able to do this. That's what concerns me. If you're constantly misaligned, you got everybody on this side of the line, and they continue to run the ball to this side, that's concerning to me. Hopefully having some people up in the booth that have, you know, been around, done this before,
should help.
Helps.
Should help.
And
we'll see.
Again, like you said, I mean, Coleman Hutzler, he's coached for some great coaches.
Yeah.
He coached for Nick Saban. He coached under Will Muschamp.
Yeah.
He's coached
Florida.
I mean, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Ole Miss. There's something about him that these coaches see, that they feel like he's a great coach. He's got to make as big a jump as the players.
Yeah.
You know, because there were some things that he did last year that weren't working, that have to be better. And I think that they understand that too, but it is something that's in the back of your mind until you actually see it, how much has changed for this defense. If they're still misaligned,
that's on Hutzler.
Yeah, if they're still struggling to make adjustments throughout a game, you know, having better players will help a little bit with that. It'll help soften the blow a little bit, but it's still going to be a problem. So there's a lot of things that this defense has to improve on beyond just the talent.
Yeah, agreed. All right, tomorrow's show, I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about. I'm sure it'll be football related, though.
Very rarely.
I need to get an opponent preview. I get a Northern Illinois guy in here as well. So
yeah, I can't help you there.
I'm trying. I'm looking.
Well, we need to find a Southern Miss guy too, right?
That'll be easier, though.
You think?
Yeah, I think okay. So. I know who took Andrew Abbedy's job. I just got to get in touch with him.
Okay.
So that won't be a problem. So, all right. And I've got an Arizona State guy, so that's not an issue either. So, all right. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.